Welcome to Cat Chat, the pet talk podcast devoted to the physical and emotional well-being of cats and their people. I'm Tracy Hotchner, the author of The Cat Bible, Everything Your Cat Expects You to Know. My mission is to entertain, educate, and inspire cat lovers like you to give kitty cats the best possible life in nutrition, affection, and environmental enrichment. This show is brought to you by Dr. Elsie's, where they speak for cats, which is what this program is all about. My co-host is the feline expert, Dr. Michael Maria Delgado, along with other cat authors and experts. The show is made possible with the generous support of Dr. Elsie's, a company privately owned by Dr. Bruce Elsie, a feline-only veterinarian whose mission has been to personally formulate a wide variety of litters for all types of cats so they keep using their litter box, which keeps them in their loving homes. Dr. Elsie also created his own cat food called Clean Protein, wet and dry foods that are specifically appropriate for a cat's nutrition needs because they're based on the protein a cat eats naturally. Clean Protein is the first dry cat food I personally can recommend because it is based on the protein found in a cat's natural prey. Please show your appreciation that Dr. Elsie's underwrites this show by choosing their products whenever you can. I wanted to talk some more about play because Dr. Michael Maria Delgado's book, Play With Your Cat, is of course about play, but Michael thought that maybe we should talk about vertical space, which we've done before, but maybe not in depth. Michael, as a feline behaviorist and a consultant for people with issues with their cats, when do you introduce the idea that vertical space is necessary? Is it to solve problems or to avoid them?
Well, definitely both. I mean, I think all cats need vertical space. They need the option to climb and be up high because that's a natural feline behavior. So I Right. recommend it for all households. But certainly in some situations, maybe we have to take a more strategic approach or add more vertical space or adjust the vertical space to suit the needs of the animals in the home. So as an example, you know, most cats like to be up high. They like cat trees. They like to look out the window. But if you have a home with, say, a toddler or a dog or multiple cats, then that vertical space becomes really a necessity to help those animals kind of split up the territory, feel safe around each other, and especially for the cat to feel safe
Yes.
around, say, a new baby or a toddler or a new dog. They're really going to need that vertical space to kind of navigate safely through your home.
And I guess people mostly think about a cat tree, and sometimes mm-hmm. they think about the back of their sofa. And mm-hmm. back mm-hmm. in the day before we had so many cool things that have now been developed and exist to use on the walls and other places, people would say, well, clear the books off of one of the shelves on your bookshelf. And I kind of would parrot that idea, but now I don't think it's maybe the very best idea. It's kind of slippery and depends on the age of your cat. I mean, how high up of a bookshelf would be easy for them to get to and that a dog couldn't still stand on his or her hind legs if they were curious. So sure. are bookshelves a dopey idea?
Well, you know, I think, you know, when I'm working with a client, I have to work within their space, within right. their financial constraints.
Right.
And also keeping the cat's welfare in mind. So I definitely think, you know, we can get creative. And yes, it's fine to clear off the top of your dresser. Yes, it's fine if the cat uses your couch. But, you know, the thing about a cat tree is that we don't sit on it. Only our cats do. So it's their space. And, you know, often we're like, why can't you just sit on the couch with me? And that's totally fine. But your cat may want a place to get away or be even higher than your couch. So I do really encourage people to not just clear off a shelf, but actually think about the use, because you mentioned a couple of important things, like how accessible is it to the cat? How slippery is it? And even though I know a lot of people kind of, you know, have aesthetic issues with some of the cat trees that are out there, I personally am fine with having carpeted cat trees in my home. Now you can get them in, you know, different colors besides beige. So you have some options there. But the carpeting serves functions for the cat. Some cats do like to scratch carpet, but if nothing else, it allows them to climb these structures and not slip off them, and
yes.
also gives them some warmth when they want to lay on these structures. So I see a lot of kind of high-end cat trees that are all polished wood, and they look very elegant, but they are not necessarily comfortable for the cat to sleep on, to lay on, to jump across, and feel secure in doing so. And so sometimes those fancy pieces of furniture don't get as much use
yes.
because they're difficult for the cat to use.
They look like they'd be a good place to maybe hang a plant, but maybe not for a cat to hang out. Yeah, they look very like Italian modern design or Danish modern. And sure. And the cat's like, yeah, okay, if you want to have a sculpture in the room, go ahead, but could you give me a cat tree? Have you found any? Because you're such a good snooper of all the things being created and built and sold. Have you ever seen one that looked better than your kind of the old-fashioned beige shag carpeting type?
Yeah, I mean, some of the, like, I think Refine Feline has some nice ones, and they have some, like, attachable carpet bits. And also, you know, people can always feel free to add, like, non-skid mats and some bedding to, you know, maybe that kind of goes back into the aesthetic issue. But again, I think we have to make these functional for our cats. The other thing I wanted to mention is I was recently, it was brought to my attention, this company called CatTreeParts.com, and they sell U.S.-made replacement parts for your old broken-down cat tree. So you can renew its lifespan and, you know, really give it better, like, posts, better platforms. Yeah, so it can take some of those. Like, you know, a lot of people, their first cat tree might be kind of a cheaper model, maybe not U.S.-made. You know, it's not the sturdiest thing in the world. It wobbles and it starts to fall apart. And then those things usually end up in the landfill. So instead, we can actually modify and fix some of that furniture and renew its life so that your cat can continue to enjoy it and maybe actually make it better than it was when you bought it, because now it has thicker posts with better rope and better attachments. So it's nice and stable and sturdy.
Interesting. So it's called CatTreeParts.com.
Yep.
That's great. And as you said, the part about landfill, we've all become so much more aware of sustainability and not throwing stuff away. And if your toaster goes bad, you have no choice. You have to throw it away. And
it's
you
so
think,
annoying.
But surely there must be like some little element that, you know, I could. Nope, they're not going to sell you in the element. But the cat tree parts people will, which is great. So what about the sisal posts, that mm-hmm. thick rope? Is that something that you think every self-respecting cat tree should have?
I like it personally because it does offer your cat a nice, tall, sturdy option for scratching. It's easy for them to climb, and most cats prefer that texture. Of course, every cat's an individual, so some cats prefer to scratch cardboard, some like carpet, a lot like sisal. Your kitty might like something different, but most cats are going to use a sisal post for scratching. And if it's part of a cat tree, it means it's usually tall and sturdy, which is another feature that cats like for scratching. So yes, I think it's a great feature to have in your cat tree. It's definitely going to add more scratching options to your home. So that is a plus. But again, maybe if you have a sisal scratching post elsewhere in the home, it doesn't have to be part of your cat tree, but I recommend having plenty of scratching options around.
What about something I read years ago, that cats don't actually like cats. Again, everyone is an individual for sure. But that generally cats don't like the front of the carpet as much as they like the backing of it. Mm-hmm. And to use carpet upside down. Can you talk about that? Because maybe you have an old cat tree and the old carpet is yucky and ruined, you know, from your last three generations of cats. What about putting backwards carpeting on it?
Yeah, like inside out. Yeah, yeah. I definitely had a few people hack their cat trees that way. So, you know, definitely getting creative is important. And, you know, I think like the back of the carpet is a tighter weave. So it really depends on what your cat scratches. But, you know, often I encourage people to kind of look, especially if they have problematic scratching. It's like, well, what is your cat scratching? What can that tell you about how you need to modify what you're offering them? So yeah, you might find that, you know, taking that carpet scrap and turning it inside out and restapling it to the cat tree base is a great way to give your cat a scratching option. And the other thing too, is that I think people tend to think the scratching post or the cat tree is worn out before the cat is done using it. So, you know, I think, again, getting back to the aesthetics, maybe it doesn't look as attractive, but, you know, if a cat scratched a scratching post a lot and it's looking a little raggedy, the cat's probably like, oh, this is just how I like it. It's, you know, smells familiar. It's nice and broken in.
Yes.
So you don't have to necessarily rush to replace those unless they really are threadbare and falling over. Then, yeah, it might be time for an upgrade.
Or the cat, as you said, if the cat is using it, the cat's liking it. It's cozy. It's comfy. It's just the right texture. If it tips over the edge and becomes too shredded, the cat would stop using it. And then they go find another alternative, which is not what you want them to do unless it's another scratcher somewhere. So it's really if you're getting action on your cat tree, whether it's vertical and or the scratching, then definitely you're doing something right.
Right? Yeah. And, you know, a lot of times people say, oh, my cat doesn't, you know, if a cat doesn't use a cat tree, I'm always suspicious about the location because the location needs to serve a function too. Sometimes people tuck a cat tree into a corner that is not near the humans. It's not near anything. It's not near a window. So my first recommendation is always try it in a window, especially a sunny window where they can birdwatch and, you know, just see the world go by and sit and catch some sunbeams.
Yes.
That's always my first, like, go to. And then if you have things like situations where a cat's climbing on the counters or getting up on things you don't want them to, then maybe they need a scratching post a cat tree in that general area as well. So sometimes we're using it to like recognize that the cat wants to be up high in a particular location. We can have that cat tree somewhere that meets their needs. They want to be up high and watch you while you're cooking, but also meets your needs. You don't want the cat on the counter or on top of the cabinets while you're cooking. So you're both happy.
What about the top of the refrigerator? I know people have talked about putting a stuck down piece of carpet or fleece on top of the refrigerator to let the cat be the sous chef and be watching. But still, some cat hair is going to fly through the room, which is probably all over your house anyway. And they do have to use some part of the counter to get on top of the refrigerator. I mean, there's very few cats that can go from the floor to the top of the refrigerator like Superman, right?
Sure, without using the counter in between. And well, and that brings up the point of like utilizing shelving as a supplement to your vertical space. I always do recommend having a cat tree because you can put it in a window and you can move it around. So if your cat doesn't use it in one spot, you can try it in a different spot. Whereas shelving is like kind of permanent. Often it's not in a window. So it's, you know, it's more challenging to put some of the shelving close to a window so your cat can look outside or sunbathe. So I think like a combo is nice where the shelving kind of leads your cats to the other vertical spaces that you want them to use. And perhaps some of the shelves are a destination, but sometimes they're just a pathway to where they really want to go. So recognizing kind of the different functions of these areas and maybe noting where your cat likes to rest and where they like to go to get somewhere else can help you when you're designing your, you know, whatever your vertical space situation, your catification is going to look like, is thinking about how some pieces are going to be more of a place your cat rests and some are going to be a way for your cat to get to where they want to go to rest or watch you, you know, cook or whatever.
So we could say that just like with human real estate, location, location, location.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Michael. This is great advice. And those of you who haven't bought Play With Your Cat yet, it really is a great book. And I think will bring joy not just to your cat, which is the whole point of it, but to you too. Thank you, Dr. Michael Maria Delgado.
Thank you, Tracy.
Thanks so much for listening. I also want to thank Wonderside, founded by a woman entrepreneur who discovered effective natural ways to repel fleas, ticks, and other pests on her pets and around her home instead of putting toxic chemicals in or on them. Wonderside makes plant-powered products to keep parasites at bay without the harsh chemicals that can be harmful to your cats, your property, and the planet. This show is also supported by the privately developed Magic Fabric Pet Throws that trap hair, dirt, and moisture when cats get up on the furniture, bed, or your lap. Magic Fabric Pet Throws invite kitty cuddle time without sacrificing your clothes or furniture. A final pause up to Dr. Elsie's again for all the fine products they make and their unwavering support of my mission to make life better for each and every kitty cat and their people.